Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always great to speak to Cardiff Dragons players. And we're now joined by Elle McDonald and Beth Eckerdale.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
The pair of you are obviously new to Dragons for this season. How was joining Dragons put to you?
Well, I personally had a lot of meetings in the lead up just about settling in, about how it was going to work, and lots of messages from the girls prior to joining. So it really felt quite easy to come into this group. I think they've just been really welcoming from the start.
Yeah, and I think for myself, obviously missing a little bit of preseason with England commitments, I still felt really connected with the girls. They all made a real effort to be supportive and make sure that I felt like a real part of the team. And as Beth mentioned, everyone behind the scenes at Dragons has just made the transition to a new club really easy. And yeah, I think it's great that we've got someone like Jill as our head coach who really loves the unity that we have in the team. And I think she's really driving that as one of our strengths collectively.
Are you already noticing the difference that she's making to your game?
Yeah, I think so. I think like a lot of what Jill does is just really simple, but it's just doing the simple things well and doing it consistently. And I think that's something we've really been trying to build on this year.
And how are you both finding Cardiff so far?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Cardiff. Obviously, I've made the move down from Leeds. And yeah, everyone in the city has been really friendly. It's nice that we've got a few Welsh girls that can give us some hot tips on where to go for our coffee and brunch spots after training and just some really nice places that we can go and visit and make the most of being in a new city.
For me, I don't actually live in Cardiff. I've been commuting from London, so it looks slightly different for me. But the girls have been really good when I've had time to stay down here, of just showing me some really cool spots to go. And yeah, the fan base here is great. I think they're compared to, you know, some clubs are really strong and committed.
Just given the form this season as well, even the opening draw against Mavs, it really almost set the marker for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's been so good that we've had a couple of home games early on in the season, and they've been able to witness some really great games. We had a good performance against Manchester Thunder and we're leading at halftime, and then we got the win against Stars, who have been, you know, up there with a favourite team from the signing period. So it's been good that they've been able to witness our performances and really like feel a part of the journey that we're on together as a team. And yeah, we really want to make House of Sport like the Dragon's Den. And when people come to play, they know it's going to be tough to win us at home.
Beth, what are you making of Leah and Jackie in defence at the minute? I mean, the whole team, we could pick them out. They've really been key.
Yeah, Leah and Jackie are obviously just, their work rate is, I think, just unmatched. The amount of work that they do connecting in training, and obviously that's replicated on court, I just think they're a real strength and unit for us at the back, which gives us confidence going forward.
Games have been closer.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously we would have loved to come away round one against Mavs with that win. And I think disappointing that we didn't do that, because we know that's something we were capable of. But overall, I think we know that we're building, and yeah, we're taking each game as it comes, and even further, taking each quarter as it comes, because we know just the quality of the teams that we're coming up against. So that's all Jill's really been asking us to do, and take each quarter as it comes and just keep learning and being better and making sure that we're, you know, playing the best netball that we can do.
And for fans that are going along to the games at the arena, they're going to be special, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we, like I said earlier, they are a really strong bunch of fans. You know, they're out every game, they're loud, and it really does feel like they're backing us. And obviously, this year, with a couple of close games, like the Stars won at home and actually some really good wins, I think obviously that makes it easier for them to get behind us. But just, yeah, from the get-go, they've just been really great group of fans.
And Elle, you've been hosting camps as well. So how have they been going?
Yeah, the camps have been really good. And already just from Easter weekend, it's been great to see a few faces that I was coaching earlier in the week actually be at the games on the weekend. So it's just nice to be able to see a familiar face in the crowd, have an interaction with them. And, you know, they're really excited. They love to meet all of the players and sign and get photos and stuff. So yeah, it's really great to interact with the community in terms of coaching and just being able to share some of our own knowledge and experience with the up and coming superstars in Cardiff, but also being able to see them and acknowledge them at games as well.
Everything Cardiff Dragons, cardiffdragons.com.
Hi, this is Nia Jones and you are listening to The Netball Show with Andy Lang.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, Ellie Gibbons from Storm. How are things? How are you finding things at Storm at the minute?
Good. I mean, I love everything that Storm's about. The people are awesome. And yeah, I'd say every session I've been there for the last 2 years, always learning. And that's really all I can ask for is good people and still learning at my ripe age of 29. So very happy. Happy customer here.
Storm fans will say, oh, well, we're still outside the top four at the minute. But it's building round by round, isn't it? That's more important.
Yeah. If you look at that league table, it's just so close and there's been some really exciting results all across the whole table. So I just think, you know, you just have to keep your eyes focused on, you know, what you're doing. Because, yeah, it is a long season, definitely.
Is there a result that's gone on in the previous round that you thought, oh, well, we could have easily had that?
I think, you know, I think the exciting thing about this year is I don't think any team you can look at and think that's going to be an easy game or... Obviously, we do have certain, you know, you would have fixtures that you target where you and where you want to get your points from. And the way we work is, you know, Mickey will block our games and we'll have a target for points and stuff. But ultimately, that is down to us to have a look at. And
yeah,
I know obviously our game against Leeds recently was super close, very exciting for the spectator. But again, the positive thing about the league is you do get to play everyone twice. So yeah, just watch this space for the next time. So yeah, it's exciting.
That determination is always shown by Mickey, but I suppose, is she overall quite happy with how things are at the minute without giving too much away?
Yeah, no. I mean, she's super positive, like absolutely love working with Mickey. And, you know, it's very much kind of business as usual, like on to the next. You don't get too long between fixtures to dwell on stuff and obviously, you know, fix what we need to fix, but very much like eyes ahead to the next opponent. So I think that's a really good way for us to carry ourselves and we can just, you know, crack on, keep the positive vibes coming because, yeah, we don't get too long together as a team. Obviously, the way that the training week is set out for, you know, athletes at the moment. So it's just making the most of all the minutes we have together.
Let's have a quick look at the next couple of games. I'm going to be away to Dragons. Has their form this season surprised you given their start?
Yeah, definitely. I think they've had some really good signings and it's super exciting obviously to see, you know, I'm above anything, I'm a Netball fan as well. So yeah. I love kind of seeing new players coming in, had a little stint playing Premier League Netball in Australia and seeing what it's kind of about out there. So it's always exciting seeing new athletes coming over. But I mean, we, like I said before, you've got to respect every single team. And I know when we played them at home a couple of rounds ago, that was a cracker of a game as well. Like, happy, obviously, to get the win. But we do know, you know, travelling away to Cardiff, they've got a great fan base. So should be an exciting one. But hopefully we come away with 3 points. But, you know, got to do
and
the hard
work.
And then back
at Surrey Sports Park on the 27th. Against Thunder, those games against Thunder are always special.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's just an exciting opportunity. I think we see games like that absolutely as winnable, but also an opportunity to play against some incredible players and really, really push ourselves. And, you know, last season we did beat Thunder at home. So, you know, watch this space.
And then away to Bath, lots of exciting games ahead.
Yeah,
just like
lots of,
one
lots
week
of
after
mileage.
Another, isn't it?
I know, tell me about it. Yeah, we've got some super exciting games coming up. And then it'll be, yeah, well, already on to the second half, which is crazy. But no, all exciting stuff.
Ellie, thanks as always for your time and speak soon.
You're so welcome. Yeah, speak to you soon. Hope to see you at Storm Game soon.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.